Welcome back to Patent Pulse, the show where we crack open the latest patent filings and figure out what they actually mean for the future of tech. I'm your host, Skylar, and today we've got a genuinely fascinating lineup spanning everything from safer refrigerants to smarter robots to how your devices share identities on a network. Before we dive in, huge thank you to our sponsors, Ada, who helps businesses integrate AI into their workflows in ways that actually stick, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a serious portfolio of silicon industry companies and deep processor and chip design IP. These are the people building the future from the ground up, and we're thrilled to have them both on board. All right, we've got 5 patents on the table today, and trust me, a couple of these are going to surprise you. Let's get into it. First up, we're talking about a patent from UT Battelle LLC, and if that name sounds familiar, it's because UT Battelle manages Oak Ridge National Laboratory for the U.S. Department of Energy. So this is serious federally backed research coming out of one of the most respected scientific institutions in the country. The patent deals with HVAC and refrigeration systems, your air conditioners, heat pumps, commercial refrigeration units, and specifically with a class of refrigerants called A3 refrigerants. Now here's the thing, the industry has been moving away from older refrigerants because they have massive greenhouse warming potential, like we're talking thousands of times worse than carbon dioxide. A3 refrigerants are way better for the climate, but there's a catch, they're flammable. So the problem is, what happens if one of these refrigerants leaks inside your HVAC unit? You've got a flammable gas building up in an enclosed space, and that's a recipe for a really bad day. The innovation here is elegant instead of just venting that leaked refrigerant out into the environment or letting it accumulate dangerously. This system uses a porous retention material inside the unit that physically captures the escaped refrigerant before it can be discharged or ignite. Think of it like a sponge that's tuned specifically to grab refrigerant molecules while letting normal air pass right through. The system also includes sensors that detect a leak in the first place and a small gas pump that actively pushes the leaked refrigerant through this retention filter. The real-world implications here are massive. As regulations tighten around high GWP refrigerants globally, the HVAC industry needs a safe path forward with these newer, greener alternatives. And this patent is essentially a safety net that makes that transition viable without burning anyone's house down. This is exactly the kind of unglamorous but critically important engineering that doesn't always make headlines, but genuinely shapes how entire industries evolve. Really impressive work from the UT Battelle team. Next, let's talk about a patent from Faro Technologies, and this one is squarely in the spatial computing and environmental scanning space, super relevant for anyone watching the AR and robotics markets. Faro makes laser scanning equipment used in construction, manufacturing, and architecture. Those tripod-mounted devices you might see on a job site that can map an entire room in 3 dimensions with millimeter precision. The problem this patent addresses is what's called scan drift. When you're scanning a large environment like a warehouse or a multi-story building, you're capturing data from dozens of different positions, and tiny errors in each scan accumulate over time, so by the time you've mapped the whole building, things don't quite line up the way they should. The clever innovation here is using what they call semantic landmarks. Essentially, the system identifies meaningful geometric features in the environment, things like corners, edges, and structural lines, and uses those as anchor points rather than just raw point cloud data. When the scanner returns to a position it's visited before and recognizes a landmark, it can calculate exactly how much drift has occurred and mathematically correct the entire scan history. It's like giving the scanner a sense of spatial memory. What makes this particularly interesting is the semantic layer. The system isn't just matching raw pixels or depth readings, it's understanding structural features of the environment, which makes it far more robust in complex real-world spaces. The applications here go way beyond construction. Think autonomous robots navigating warehouses, VR environment capture, digital twin creation for industrial facilities, even crime scene documentation, any scenario where you need a precise, reliable 3D map of a physical space. This kind of accurate environmental understanding is foundational infrastructure for so much of what we're excited about in spatial computing, and Faro has clearly been iterating on this technology for years. The patent trail goes back to 2020. All right, patent number 3 comes from Palantir Technologies. Yes, that Palantir, and this one is about something that sounds dry but is actually a foundational challenge in modern software. Collaborative real-time editing. Think about Google Docs, multiple people editing the same document at the same time. When 2 people make changes simultaneously, the system has to figure out how to reconcile those changes without corrupting the document. That's the core problem here. Palantir's patent takes this challenge and applies it to much more complex enterprise software interfaces. We're talking about data dashboards, operational platforms, the kind of high-stakes tools where conflicting updates aren't just annoying, they could lead to genuinely bad decisions. The innovation involves a system for transforming instructions. When a user makes a change on their local version of the interface, that change is packaged as an instruction, executed locally first for instant responsiveness, and then transmitted to a central server. The server acts as the authority. It evaluates the instruction, accepts or rejects it based on what else has happened in the meantime, and then broadcasts the accepted version to all other clients. Keeping everyone in sync, the transformation part, is the key. If two instructions conflict, the system doesn't just pick one and throw the other away. It mathematically transforms the losing instruction so it can still be applied in a way that's consistent with the winning change. It's like resolving a merge conflict automatically and intelligently. For Palantir, whose entire business is built on giving large organizations, governments, intelligence agencies, major corporations a unified view of complex operational data, getting this right is absolutely mission critical. But honestly, this technology has implications for any collaborative enterprise software. And given how much of the modern workplace runs on real-time shared tools, the timing on this one makes a lot of sense. Patent 4 is from Intel, and this one gets into robotics and AI in a really fascinating way. It's about making robots smarter in environments where the network connection is unreliable. Here's the problem. Modern industrial robots are increasingly networked. They send data to servers, receive instructions, coordinate with other machines, but networks are messy. There are delays, dropped packets, intermittent connections. A robot controller tuned for a perfect network falls apart when the network hiccups. Traditionally, optimizing a robot's control parameters requires running simulations, and simulations rely on math that needs to be smooth and continuous, what mathematicians call differentiable, so you can use gradient-based optimization to improve performance. But network events like a packet drop or a sudden delay are discrete. They're on or off, there or not there, and that makes them mathematically incompatible with the smooth optimization process. Intel's innovation is essentially a translation layer. They take those non-differentiable network events and convert them into smooth, continuous mathematical functions using something called membership functions, which come from fuzzy logic theory. This means you can now run gradient-based optimization on a simulation that includes realistic network chaos. The robot's controller gets trained against the messy reality of actual network conditions rather than an idealized environment that doesn't exist. The output is a controller that's been tuned to stay stable and perform well even when the network is doing weird things, which is exactly what you need in a real factory floor or warehouse environment. For Intel, this plays directly into their push into AI-driven edge computing and industrial automation. And for anyone building or deploying robots at scale, this kind of robust controller design is the difference between a robot that works in the lab and one that actually works on the job site. Last but definitely not least, we've got a patent from AT&T. And this one is about the Internet of Things and how devices share network identities, which sounds niche but touches something that affects billions of connected devices. When you activate a cellular connected device, a phone, a smartwatch, an IoT sensor, it uses something called a bootstrap profile to get its initial connection to the network and then get provisioned with its real subscription credentials. The problem AT&T is solving here is what happens when two devices share the same bootstrap profile, which can happen in large IoT deployments where devices are manufactured in batches and provisioned identically. If two devices have the same bootstrap profile and they're both trying to connect to the network, the system needs to be smart enough to recognize this situation and handle it gracefully rather than treating it as a security threat or denying service entirely. AT&T's patent describes a system that detects when two devices share a bootstrap profile, acknowledges that relationship, and then provides carefully scoped limited services to the second device, enough to function, but structured appropriately given the shared identity situation. This is particularly important as we move into massive IoT deployments, smart cities, industrial sensor networks, connected vehicle fleets, where you might have thousands of devices being provisioned simultaneously, and profile collisions become a statistical inevitability rather than an edge case. It's also a continuity of an invention AT&T has been developing since at least 219. So this represents years of refinement on a real operational challenge they're clearly encountering in their network. The broader implication here is that as the number of connected devices explodes, we're talking tens of billions globally in the coming years. The identity and provisioning infrastructure underneath all of that needs to be far more sophisticated than what was built for the smartphone era. And that's a wrap on today's patents. What a lineup. From flame-proof refrigerants to self-correcting spatial scanners to robots that handle bad Wi-Fi, there is genuinely no shortage of innovation happening right now, and it's all showing up in the patent filings before it shows up in products. Massive thank you to Ago Consulting, that's Ago Consulting, for their support of the show, and to all of our sponsors. Patent Pulse is brought to you by Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you're enjoying Patton Pulse, you should absolutely check out our sister show Unzip in the Ada Podcast Network. They dig into the stories behind the technology in a way that perfectly complements what we do here. So go find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. And next time we're going deep on some fresh filings in the AI chip and large language model space that you're not going to want to miss. See you then.